From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Not as many California homes were repossessed in November compared to October. That's according to new data released Thursday. Steve Milne has more.
Nearly 32,000 properties in California, or one in every 430 housing units, got some type of foreclosure filing last month. That was down about 12% from October, and it was a whopping 50% decrease from November of last year. Foreclosure starts, meaning homes just entering the process, are also down from a year ago by 63%. The numbers come from RealtyTrack, an Irvine-based company that monitors foreclosures. Analysts with the company say the drop in foreclosure starts is more evidence that we're past the worst of the foreclosure problem, but they warn lenders are still adjusting to new foreclosure ground rules set by the state and federal governments, so we could see an uptick in bank repossessions. California had the nation's fourth highest foreclosure rate in November, behind Florida, Nevada, and Illinois. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
Governor Jerry Brown's office has announced he has prostate cancer. A cancer expert says it's fortunate Governor Brown's prostate cancer was detected early because that's key to successful treatment. Dr. Rafe DeVere White is director of the UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center. He also says the survival rate in cases where the cancer is confined to the prostate is 97%.
Prostate cancer, when it spreads, it goes either to the lymph nodes in your pelvis or into the bone, which is the classic way that metastatic prostate cancer, that's prostate cancer that spread, shows up. And that's what we want to avoid by finding it early and treating it early.
Dr. White says the governor's choice of external radiation is the least invasive of the three primary treatments. Other options are surgery to remove the cancer or to put radioactive seeds inside the prostate. White says up to 65% of men in their 70s have prostate cancer, but because of early detection, the number of deaths from prostate cancer in the U.S. has dropped by about a third since the 1990s. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.